This is Podka episode number 145. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
I decided to start reading the source documents, which opened a new world for me. Starting there would lead me into statistical learning and machine learning a lot sooner. I later learned more statistics as I started exploring data mining, statistical learning, and machine learning some 22 years ago. I started to notice that people were doing things different than one another, in Python, a language known for being rigorous in the way it does things. Over the years, I often have been asked by beginners about where they should start with statistics, what they should work on first, and which parts of statistics should they prioritize in order to get where they wanted to go. Now, since I am almost entirely self-taught, I do not really think I am any kind of authority on where someone should begin, and struggle to answer that question with much conviction. Just because I am good at one thing does not mean that I am good at building a successful business. Work can be this, and it can be much more, when you develop a life that you want to live, and you put the work in. By investing 9 years of your hard time into someone else's business, you will improve the odds that you are going to be successful. Your future self will be an inspiration to others around you who did not believe that you could ever get started. You absolutely can start anew in life, even if you leave those in your life that you love. You cannot turn back the clock, but you actually can do something with your circumstances right now if you are unhappy with the way things are going so far in life. To completely finish the start over process, you are going to eventually need to go back and deal with your past. So, if you are looking to learn how to start over, just know you can have a new beginning right now, if you choose to. In this article, you will learn officially how to start over, with 13 different ways you can have a fresh start. In this article, we are going to share how to start over with your life, with 13 simple ideas that will inspire you to start your fresh new self. Just give yourself some time to allow your mind to wander for a while, before starting in earnest. When starting again, you want to make sure that your mind is strong enough to hold you over until it is your best. If you are looking to figure out exactly how you can start over, then perhaps starting by changing up your surroundings is the way to go. You may want to make necessary changes inside of you in order to achieve better results. You will be so thankful for the changes that you begin making today. The practice also helps to solidify a little of your new identity, so that you can begin to put in place. After all, once you start acting like the new person, you are now becoming that person. Many people fantasize about how, if only they could go back and start over, they would make different choices and do things differently than what they are doing now. The funny thing is people know what they did wrong and what they would change, but they will change nothing, they are only going to spend the rest of their days complaining about the past. No one gets another chance at life, but picturing what you could have done with one could be a helpful thought exercise. Your days ahead are what will help define how you go about living out your life. You could keep living the same, average life, or you could ramp things up and become determined to excel, making this final chapter of your life the kind of success that your life was meant to be. You might insist that just giving yourself some days to get started with your new audiobook could be just as productive, but I would dispute this, on at least a personal level. I realize this approach might not be the smartest, and there is much I could gain by just reflecting on what I have just read for a couple of days before starting my next adventure. But I am always hungry for the chance to begin another story, so I am doing it. It would prevent the highly unfortunate possibility of listening entirely to an audiobook, missing nearly the entire thing completely, and then having to DNF it, finish it, and then know nothing of it, or having to start the whole thing again once I have reached its conclusion. Then, after about a half hour, I will just rewind the narrative and begin again. In recent months, I have started, as a matter of standard practice, just to allow myself to lose myself in the narrative, not worrying about how much I am taking in, by working
with others, you will learn what works and, even more important, what does not. Once you have worked at several companies, each at different sizes, you will gain a better idea of what is needed for success. By being thrown into the mix of a medium-sized company for a couple years, you learn everything from dealing with politics, how to make a company grow slowly, and even how to think big. You will eventually learn things such as that maybe your economy is not that great, or maybe you are working with people who are not that great, because you only have to hire to fill vacant positions. You will be far better at figuring out the common mistakes that people make, such as how to avoid hiring poor people, and how, if you hire them, how to quickly get rid of them. This is an obvious one, but when you begin entrepreneurship at an early age, you will make mistakes you most likely would not make had you started your entrepreneurship journey some time later. Before getting our fresh start, chances are that our lives are not where we wanted them to be. Episode 145 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Stacy Pena. Adios.